Okay, it's the afternoon of the Torch Relay coming through Edinburgh. This is David Jarman with Citizen Relay. I'm here with Adam and Mike, who are here. They're going to explain what they're here to do today and how it's been going.
Hi there, it's Adam. Basically, we're just here at one of the roadblocks. It's just to stop the flow of traffic going up to the castle. Apart from production, military and emergency services, it's just really, I guess,
maintain some order at this time of day when a lot of the centre of the city is going to get chock-a-block full of traffic, and there are already a lot of vehicles up near the castle with machinery and generators and all sorts of things, and there are a lot of taxis, a lot of coaches want to get people up close to the castle. Even at this time of day, it's going to be another five hours before the torch actually gets near the castle. So there's a lot of waiting around for people, and people are going to get straight up to the castle just now. But of course, there's nothing to see yet. There will be
a little bit later on in the day.
So we're standing here at Castle Terrace just now, and this is like usually the main route up to the castle for traffic. The other route is it's to go from maybe Princes Street up to the Royal Mile. Of course, it's really busy up that end, and most of the coaches can't get parked or anything. So it might be quite hectic later on, quite quiet just now, but it's a good 5 hours before the torch comes through, yeah.
So how many people are they expecting up there, do you know?
The numbers have yet to be established. It's just estimates at this time, but until later on, as my colleague says, we won't know entirely the amount of people that are going to be here, but hopefully it should be a very good turnout.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, I mean, they're using the tattoo stands up there, things like that. So Edinburgh, in your experience, is well suited to this kind of event, getting people in, showing them a good time in the Edinburgh Castle, that kind of thing?
Of course. I mean, the Edinburgh, the festival fringe doesn't really start until the end of July, August, but little events like this is good preparation for that time, because when the tattoo has been presented every day, and it was every day for a week or every day for 2 weeks, and there's so much atmosphere and there's so much, you know, clutter with so many people and things going on. So little days like this where there's nothing much happening except for a small torch coming through at one point, it's good as far as trying to get people to the right place and know what roads need to be closed and where people need to get to for various things. It's good practice for the Edinburgh Festival Fringe.
Absolutely. And I guess my last question, obviously, the Olympics themselves taking place 400 miles away in London. So this is what, Edinburgh's chance to be part of the experience, would you say?
I just think it brings everyone in the community, everyone in Great Britain all together in the one sort of, how do we say?
It's a kind of shared experience.
Aye, pretty much. Hang on.
Yeah. Let my colleague go and deal with a taxi there. All the vehicles want to take over the roads here in the centre of Edinburgh. Anyway, so even though the Olympics are taking place in London, but as far north as Edinburgh, and even north of this, when everyone in the country wants to be part of the Olympics, and Edinburgh is the capital city of Scotland, and maybe who knows, one day, maybe centuries from now, maybe the Olympics will be held in Edinburgh. You never know. But yeah, today this is good. It's good that the torch is going all around the country. I think about 8,000 different people are carrying the torch over the period of time, and it's good. It sort of brings the country together, even if people are so far away from the Olympics when it actually happens. At least they might be able to say they saw the torch, and they might have even got to hold the torch and run with the torch for a period. So it's good that everyone can be involved in some way.
That's fantastic. Thank you. I hope you have a long day today. I'm sure it's going to be okay. It's dry so far. And hope you have a good evening.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.